Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, January 24th. Happy Saturday. I hope you get some time relaxing today. And wherever you are, that the Lord meets you in that place. Let's go over our memory passage. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Say it with me. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Today we're going to be reading from Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34, which talks about the Lord writing His law on our hearts. This connects with Romans chapter 2 and 3, where we've been this week, because in Romans 2, at least three times, the heart is mentioned. There's a passage about the condition of the heart and how, for some of us, our hearts are hard and impenitent. That's a hard word to say. Basically, it means we lack humility. We don't think we need to say, I'm sorry. We're asking the Lord instead to give us a heart of flesh, a humble heart, aware that we are sinners saved by grace. In Romans 2:15, we see a call to write God's law on our hearts and to consider matters of the heart, that the Lord might give us an open heart to His correction, open to His goodness and suffering, and an awareness of His grace. And so as I read this passage, let us pray that the Lord would write His law on our hearts. Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34 in the English Standard Version. The New Covenant. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. As I read that, I couldn't help but thinking about Ash Wednesday. This is the final passage that we read before the sins that we write on the flash paper go up into flame. If you've never been a part of that Ash Wednesday service, I commend it to you. It's a beautiful visual of how the Lord takes our sin and forgives our iniquity. He remembers our sin no more. If you're wondering, well, when is Ash Wednesday? It's on February 18th this year, so it's coming up in less than a month. All right, let's turn on over now to the Psalms. It's interesting that in Psalm 14, we also hear about the heart, because the heart is one of those mega themes of the Bible. It starts out with the fool says in his heart, there is no God. So there's always this contrast between a heart that is wielded by the Lord, a heart that is malleable, ready to be molded into someone who loves and serves God. And then there's the hard, impenitent heart, those who mock the Lord, who say in their heart, there is no God. Those who are unmoved by the grace of Jesus, and those who think, you know what? I don't need to ask forgiveness. Psalm 14 to the choir master of David. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Have they no knowledge, all the evildoers, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon the Lord? There they are in great terror, for God is with the generation of the righteous. You would shame the plans of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I hope that those words in Psalm 14 felt a little familiar, because on Thursday we read in Romans chapter 3, verse 12, a rendition of some of the verses from this passage. Verse 3 of Psalm 14 is quoted in Romans 3:12. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. We're reminded in 3:23 as well that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And in 24, all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came through Christ Jesus. We can't forget that part, that we're justified by Jesus our Lord, our perfect Redeemer, who never sinned. He never turned aside from the Lord. He did not become corrupt. He was not an evildoer. He was righteous on our behalf. And because of his grace, generations of Christians have eternal hope. We can claim the salvation that Israel longed for, that came out of Zion, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, I hope that you have the most wonderful day today. And as the blessing for this week reminds us, I pray that the Lord would make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else. So for anyone that you pass today, may the Lord give you a sense of love. Will you pray with me? Behold, the days have come, Lord, when your new covenant has been revealed through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you, Lord, for making this covenant with us and writing it on our hearts. As the psalmist says, Lord, would you create in us a clean heart, O God? Renew in us a steadfast spirit. Would you write your law on our hearts? And as the worship song says, Lord, here's my heart. Speak what is true. Make us a people whose hearts are open to your correction. And help us, Lord, to remember that you have forgiven our sins and remember them no more. Lord, in situations today, help us not to be foolish. Help us to think, yes, God is present and he knows. Help us, Lord, to understand and to continually come back seeking after you. Bless my brothers and sisters, whatever they face today. If they are in the depths of darkness, remind them that you are there. You are a light to all of us. Shine brightly, Lord. Teach us to do your will, for you are our God. May your good spirit lead us on level paths through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.